Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And joining me now, because he's not snorkeling, which... That sounds so much more fun than what we do here. Is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I had a great trip, and it's great to be back.
When you take your snorkeling trips, do you also hiatus from your writing and your podcasting?
For my podcasting, yes. I record and edit at home in my studio at my consoles. But, no, I published an article when I was overseas.
Okay.
Yeah. This is common knowledge. You do Lock and Load. You're also on the radio almost that many hours every day. you talk to people, and I have a question because you're an expert.
Oh.
When people talk to you about the right to keep and bear arms. Mm-hmm. For some people, that right is important. To me, you know, it's almost like an icon. I won't say they pray to it, but it has almost that feeling of significance. And for others, it's very pragmatic. It's just, oh, yeah, I want people to be armed, saves lives, march on.
Right.
Do you know how people split between those two? Because I think if we asked my neighbors and said, do I have a right to bear arms? They'd look at me and go, why? Does that put me at risk? How do you think people split on that?
I think a lot of people, a lot of gun owners don't even really understand the right. I don't think they understand the right at all. I think that there's a good many of them that... Even so, like in Louisiana, do they have a gun registry?
Ooh, they shouldn't, no.
So in South Carolina, they don't have a gun registry either. But I'll have people in South Carolina asking me, well, how many guns can I have registered in my name?
Interesting.
And they'll be like, I already have this many, but I'd like to know if I can have this many. And I'll be like, well, there's no such thing as a gun registry, so you can, the sky's the limit. What's your budget?
Go
you know?
For it.
Yeah. And... to that end, I would think it's not so much, I think it's two parts, ignorance and one part what you just described.
There's
going to be some people that are going to be like, I want everybody to be armed. It's a good thing for everybody to be armed. And then everybody else is, you know, like question marks whenever you bring it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because there are good arguments on both sides, and in practice, those are two sides of the same coin. We found out that without rights, your lives are at risk. No wonder when you have the right to bear arms, you save lives. It's not really a magic trick. It's just we turned over the card. What did you expect to find?
Right.
And given our recent news, oh my gosh, I admit I was overseas and underseas, but still I noticed the news. There was an 8% increase in gun sales last month, year to year. And it wasn't a record October, but it wasn't far off. Just for sport, I looked it up. Free gun training offered by sheriff's office. And there's a lot of that out there because I'm going, wow, are other people as surprised as I am? So many of my friends own guns, but a lot of people don't. I guess the majority of us don't. And there were sheriffs in Florida, Alabama, and Indiana that were saying, yeah, if you haven't done this before, come here. We'll offer a class because you need to understand what you just signed up for.
Right.
Do you get pinged on WR? Because, again, you're an expert. Do people say, Bill, where do I start?
Some do. Some do. But, I mean, and like... The ones that do, the interesting ones that do are the ones that I've had a great many go. You know, I have managed to go my whole life without owning a gun, and now I just feel like I have to have one.
Interesting.
And, you know.
Okay.
And then I explain to him that it's not nearly as painful as you think it's going to be. And, like, some people are looking for one-on-one stuff.
Sure.
You know. So I know a few people to send them to. I'm certainly not the instructor. I am not the instructor, so I don't mm-hmm. think that way.
Well, on the other hand, you know instructors, you know good gun shops where they can talk. Maybe those. Often, if a shop includes a range, they have several resident instructors, as well as lots of instructors leave a card.
Right.
I was just talking about, because I do a podcast called Self-Defense Gun Stories. That was my shameless plug for this segment. We sometimes both make the law more complex, and we simplify it more than we should. I want to talk about two examples. Neither of us are lawyers, but they're pretty obvious things we can do that help keep us out of jail. They help us sleep at night because we didn't do something really egregious.
Right.
And, you know, this is the average story. Grandma hears somebody break glass. She puts her knitting down, reaches into the knitting bag, puts the gun on her lap and says, I've called the police. I'm armed. Get out. And that's pretty much enough. She's not a tactical ninja. She doesn't try and advance retreat. She's pretty much called it that if I turn my back on this guy, I'm going to get run down.
Right.
And a lawyer looks at that and goes, perfect, Grandma. It's easy to defend you. You didn't think you could safely retreat. You recognized that it was an immediate, lethal, and unavoidable threat, but you still had a moment. You were able to call out, and the bad guy might not have actually ever seen Grandma. Just he's coming through the doorway, has to make a turn in the hallway to find her, and goes, ooh, this wasn't the burglary I planned. Let's go find, let's try someplace else. And not only does that work, it works legally, it works morally. The lawyer goes, I want another 100 like this because it's so easy to keep Grandma out of jail. But, you know, because we don't talk about it in just those basic terms, a lot of new gun owners go, really? That's all it takes to defend me most of the time? Yes, yes. Out of millions and millions of times, we're going to shoot and kill like 500 people this entire year. So that's, we're going to do what Grandma did 6,000 times every time we have to actually press the trigger and kill someone.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that words alone will save you.
No, words alone, if you're lucky, words alone will save you. But it depends. It depends on where it goes and where it's going. And I mean, you're going to have, whoever the defender is, you're going to be smart enough to be able to anticipate that, because when it goes from words to physical, it's not going to be, yep, well, let me square up on you and, you know, Marquis of Queensbury rules, no punching to the eyes, no this. There's just going to be somebody jumping on you. You got to know when, you know, and you got to figure out where your bar for lethal force is. With me, it's a little lower than most. But anyway, coming up on the first break, tell everybody how to find you.
Will do. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Comes out once a week, 20 minutes, a snack food of a podcast. I'm a co-host on the Polite Society podcast, again once a week, but that runs 90 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog. 2,100 articles are waiting for you there. From there, the writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens.
Hang on for us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking with Rob Morse, and we're just talking about people and guns and people and things and gear and people and guns.
Well, I want to steal one of my self-defense gun stories.
Okay.
Because the last one, you know, was most of the stories. Most time we don't have to press the trigger. I had one just last week where a guy's broke. Homeowner goes, "What was that?" Again, someone breaks into his home, and he's trying to push the bad guy out. That means you're close enough to be grabbed. You're close enough to be stabbed. Another one where a guy's up at the top of the stairs defending his family. All the bedrooms are upstairs. And a guy comes up the stairs. The homeowner was not lying in wait. He's shouting, "I'm armed. Go away. We called the cops." And the bad guy still comes up the stairs. Bad guy gets shot in both cases. But again, there's things we can do. Wouldn't it be awesome if you'd, one of you, because often we don't get a lot of warning, but if you're two adults, and it might be a roommate, hey, if you hear me shout, "I'm armed, get out, call 911. Wouldn't it be great if me shouting that was on the 911 call? All those calls are recorded.
Yeah.
Now, that's often because the dispatcher goes, "What'd you say?" And he'll... You know, he can replay it to get the words that he didn't understand.
Right.
Did I send him to the right address? Okay, you can verify that. But me shouting for you to stop, "No, get back. That's called climbing the ladder of deterrence. The continuum of force. And, hey, you're not breaking into an empty home. I'm here. I turned on lights. You can see me. I can identify you. I've told you I'm armed. I've told you the police are on the..." All of those things are elements that a district attorney looks at and goes, this bad guy was, realistically, the bad guy is probably on drugs or alcohol. He might be... He has it in his head that he's going to go break into your house, look through your medicine cabinet, take every pill he can find, and nothing's going to stop him. Maybe, you know, and that's as good as it gets. Maybe he actually intends to hurt people there. Been there, seen that. But, again, if all that's recorded on 911, your lawyer is going, "Now we have evidence that you did everything you could to not hurt somebody, and you only shot when it was the safest thing to do." Saves you tens of thousands of dollars.
You would hope so.
No, well, okay, good point. Having a prepaid legal plan could save your house, because there are some states where the in-laws of the guy you shot and all the cops go, "Good shoot," but they're going to commit lawfare on you and go, "Unless you drop $30,000 on us, we're going to sue you into oblivion." And that's when you want to have a lawyer on your side who'll go, "Cool, countersuit's coming, 3-2-1. And then the lawyers can hash it out, and you don't lose your house because you're paying for your legal fees.
You would hope that as well. Can I ask you? Yeah.
Do you have legal insurance?
I know lawyers.
Oh, okay.
I know lawyers. I know a couple of local criminal lawyers here. I have had it before. I will probably have it again. But at the current time, for whatever reason, I don't. Yeah, I think it's a very good idea. I don't think it's very expensive for what it is.
It's a couple $100.
Yeah.
I did notice in the news, even though I was overseas, I mean, it shows up in all kinds of news feeds. A judge, and we'll talk about which one, said that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms can't make stuff up. They can't write new laws. This was a 3-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the 5th District. They ruled unanimously that the ATF made up rules that tried to outlaw home-built firearms. The court really was clear. It said, you can't do that. They sent the case back down to the district court for reconsideration. And I want to quote what the judge said. The ATF attempted to take on the mantle of Congress to, quote, do something with respect to gun control. It's not the provenance of an executive agency to write laws. That duty better or worse, lies with the legislature. Only Congress can enact new or modify existing legislation regarding firearms. Unless and until Congress acts to alter the language of the Gun Control Act, ATF must operate within the text's as written limits. Wow. That, you know, it's odd when a judge is so clear and concise that I can understand it. Nice work.
That, you know, now it just remains to be seen what happens when it goes to the Supreme Court, I guess, huh?
Well, in that case, we don't, is, they got slapped down pretty thoroughly. Do they want to lose small in the Fifth Circuit, or do they want to, jokingly, make a federal case of this and have the U.S. Supreme Court, again, they've ruled recently that the Chevron deference case, where, and now EPA versus West Virginia,
right?
Hey, you can't make up rules that aren't in the law.
That's right.
You can interpret what you think Congress said, and then we can argue about whether that interpretation is valid. But if they didn't say that, if I can't find those instructions in the black letter law, no, you went too far.
The one of the things I was hoping that would happen with the pistol brace thing was that the whole NFA thing would get laid bare, and that would see. I was just kind of hoping that if it does make it, and then when you talk about losing small, this puts me in mind of what happened in Washington, D.C. when they were fighting concealed carry, and then they got to the point to where it was headed to the last place to go was Supreme Court. And this was pre-Bruin, so they said, everybody, every anti-gun municipality called them and said, just let it go. Do not fight it anymore. And so it just becomes a question of, are they going to lose small or not? Anyway, coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's supposed to be 20 minutes, listen on your way to work, just a snack food of a podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's 90 minutes. I write the Slow Facts blog, and my writing is picked up at Clash Daily and at Ops Lens. Somehow, with all that sitting there, Bill and I find something to talk about every week.
Indeed. Indeed. The written word and the recorded word. Both enduring, both immortalizing Mr. Morse. You can find them both there. Is Doug Giles, is his website, is it still going to Clash Daily?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's Doug.
I need to call him. I haven't talked to him in a very long time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mentioning on NBC's Meet the Press there could be a potential deal underway for the release of more hostages held by Hamas.
We weren't close at all until we started the ground operation. We heard that there's an impending deal of this kind or of that kind, and then we learned that it was all hokum. It was nothing.
Hamas is estimated to be holding about 240 hostages. Marianne Trump Berry, the oldest sister of former President Donald Trump and a former federal judge, has died at the age of 86. She was reportedly discovered in her Fifth Avenue apartment about 4 this morning after a call of a person in cardiac arrest. There were no signs of trauma or foul play. The U.S. Supreme Court is implementing a formal code of ethics in an endeavor to enhance public confidence in the judiciary. The move comes in response to Democrats advocating for ethics reforms, prompted by revelations of justices accepting expensive gifts. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking with Rob Morse. Where'd you like to go now, sir?
This is my funny bone, Bill. You've heard that, what is it? Legislation follows culture. Culture comes first. An orthodontist in North Carolina offered complimentary handguns for patients who came in to have their teeth straightened. He calls the program Grins and Glocks. If you already have a handgun, say, got one, don't need a bonus, he'll offer you a free membership at the local gun range instead. I thought that, you know what? When we see that in Las Vegas, then we know we've won.
Yeah, I think so. I think I would agree with that.
Again, it's so odd. This news is unusual, the next one, because it was reported. So this is a local small media market up near the Finger Lakes, so western central New York. And one of the publishers goes, I've heard a lot about gun control in New York. I own a gun. He's a bird hunter. I'm going to go try and get some shells. Okay. The so-called instant background check took 4 hours. He doesn't wait. He goes, it's delayed, blah, 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 blah. Guy's got a perfectly clean record. Okay. Now, to us, a four-hour delay to get ammunition is a fault. To New York Democrat politicians, it's a feature. And again, what's amazing is that this editor in a a county newspaper wrote about it and said, this is ridiculous. And he goes on to say, which was even farther, he goes, do you think criminals wait for a gun, go through registration and wait? This is just to hurt honest gun owners. I went, whoa, there's a news article that turned into an editorial, but good for him.
You know.
What? Go.
No,
yeah.
Say what you're about to ask me. Say what you're about to ask me.
Well,
I'm trying to figure out what I want to say. You tell me what you're trying to ask.
Yeah, I've heard this said, and I'm starting to believe it more and more. Minnesota's an exception, but someone's told me there's no such thing as a blue state. There's only a blue city. Mm. And when you get outside of Manhattan, you know, get outside of Manhattan, get outside of what Rochester maybe, and every place is a red state. Whoa. Now, I've heard about rural Minnesota Democrats, so, okay, maybe there are exceptions, but that carries some weight. And now we're just arguing about where the borders are between red and blue.
Right.
So, yeah, when an editor in a small town paper goes, does this make sense to anybody? That's good for our side. I mean, we haven't changed the New York Times yet. Unlikely to happen in my lifetime, but okay, a start.
The, you know, as far as the blue city, so in some states, I would say that's probably true. New York State would be a good one because, you know, New York City is the population center, so.
Right.
Most of the voting is going on there. And if you get outside of New York City and everything is upper New York after Manhattan, which is down at the bottom of the state. Anyway. So in New York State's case, I would say, yes, that is the case. Now, in a place like California, where you have multiple population centers, and that means that's also being fed by the various communities that surround them, the boroughs, the burgs, the suburbs, whatever you want to call them. I would say that's probably more indicative of it being a blue state.
Maybe. But I do, when I live there, I think there, spot me one or two, about 52 counties in California.
Yeah.
40 plus of them had what was effectively shall issue. So that there were 10 counties on the coast, right where you'd expect them. The L.A. band, the Bay Area, San Diego was a wobbler, depending on which sheriff they had. But all the others, the other 40, you walk in and go, I don't have a record. Can I get a carry permit? And the sheriff would say, it's a pain. I can't fix that. But sure, you're an honest guy. That's all I need. You asking for it is enough of a reason for me to issue it. The joke was, when you got off the coast, it wasn't very many miles until you were in Kansas.
Right.
Well, they're describing the politics of the state, not the literal distance. There's a set of mountains in the way. And again, the state that I think settles this for us is Illinois. Chicago and Springfield control the whole state politically.
Right.
There may be one or two downstate Democrats, but they tend to be the old-style conservative Democrat. You know, we used to call them blue dog Democrats. And after Bruin, we saw lots of states, Illinois included, that passed what they called the Kerry Killer bills. The Bruin decision out of the U.S. Supreme Court said, hey, you have an obligation to issue carry permits to people. They don't need an extraordinary reason. They just need to not be precluded by a criminal offense. Well, when they had their political spasm, Illinois also outlawed a lot of contemporary rifles that said, no, those are now illegal unless you're a cop. Lower court said that was unconstitutional. An appeals panel of the 7th District said that law could stand. And the Illinois State Rifle and Pistol Association said, no, not so fast. Let's see what the U.S. Supreme Court says. What struck me just shockingly is this is the same state where criminals were arrested with what they called Glock switches, right, turns their handgun into a full auto handgun. The guys were not arrested and put in jail for having machine guns. But if you were anywhere else and you had your AR, you could be. And I'm just thinking, that's insane. How, again, I haven't seen, and with, that's not true, with one exception, there's a radio guy who covers it pretty well. But the media isn't calling them out and saying, wait, wait, wait. When the criminals have something that's effectively a machine gun, you're not slapping them in jail, but you want to put me in jail if I have a rifle?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's you know, I tend to see that the regular media that might be close to being conservative, they tend to be about 3 weeks behind us in noticing something that happens in the Second Amendment world.
Interesting.
Yeah, in Chicago especially, they went to one gang gunfight and they found 9 Glock switches and arrested nobody.
Wow.
Arrested nobody. But, you know, in celebration of that, though, after I heard that, I went ahead and I bought a AR-15 pistol with a pistol brace on it. I saved my pistol brace off of my SBR when I SBR'd that gun, and I just stuck it on there like, nah, 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 nah. I'm not a very good winner. I don't win very well. I'm not a very good winner. Tell everybody how to find you right quick.
I'll do that. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It's about 20 minutes. No, actually, it's not. It's over 100 hours of content, but it's broken up into 20-minute episodes. And I'm also a co-host on the Polite Society podcast. We've been doing that for years. I write the Slow Facts blog. Did a couple articles last week. 2100 waiting for you. My writing's picked up and carried at Clash Daily and at Oxlens. I'm sometimes here on Lock and Load.
There you go. When he's not deep sea dive, well, not deep sea, snorkeling. That's more fun than deep sea diving. I'd be afraid to deep sea dive. I'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morris. My guest is Rob Morris, my guest. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Rob Morse, as we do when he is in town and everything, which is more often than not. I make light of the fact that, well, he doesn't come and join me when he's snorkeling, but he doesn't snorkel that much, so he is here more often than he is not. So, yes, sir. What would yes.
Well, I to set the record straight, I'm scuba diving. I was down over 100 feet. I don't think I can snorkel that deep. There are guys that can. I don't want to claim that virtue. I saw, and this was widely covered in our Inside Baseball 2A News, there was an argument in the Rahimi case. This is in the U.S. Supreme Court now. They're hearing oral arguments. The Solicitor General is the lawyer for the U.S. government who represents the government's interests in federal cases. This was not the Solicitor General, but someone in his office, and she's in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. And the judges go, well, when should someone have their Second Amendment rights removed due to a criminal violation? Are you going to take them away for a speeding ticket? Okay, this is a bit of a bait and switch now, because she goes, ooh, what do I say here? If I say, yes, there's a limit, then they're going to ask me where it is. So she decides to lose small and goes, we normally consider state felonies to be the margin where if you commit a violent felony, gone. You lose your Second Amendment rights. Can you get them back? That depends on the state where you live. What's interesting, though, is the federal law as written says not only if it's a violent felony, but if you stacked up enough misdemeanor crimes where on a given event you could be incarcerated for more than 2 years, you also lose them. So she just undermined that argument. Thank you. That will make it easier because a bunch of these cases that say I had a criminal conviction. It wasn't a felony. It wasn't a violent felony. But now my states, and there are many of these blue states that do this, say you can't get a gun. And recently in New York, and a judge slapped New York City down saying, you told him he couldn't get a gun because he had speeding violations and was slow in paying the tickets. Nope, that's not enough. Michigan just passed some laws that disarm people for misdemeanor crimes. So this is the beginning of that issue being solved. It's not the end.
Yeah. The well, I mean, first of all, they're always wanting to make lists. They're always wanting to make lists, aren't they? They're prohibited people. Well, you can't own a gun if you've done this. You can't own a gun if you look like this. You can't own a gun if you comb your hair this way. They're always wanting to make lists. They, if you're this old or if you do this with your VA pension or whatever, they always want to put somebody on a list. There's always a reason for somebody not to be able to buy a gun.
True that. They come up with lots and lots of lists. What part of what's hiding here is, one, plea bargains, where a guy is, it looks like a felony, and he argues it down to a misdemeanor. And then later the state says, we want to take your guns away. And the guy goes, sorry, it's only the convictions that count, which makes sense.
Yes.
Hey, if you want to disarm this guy, charge him, try him, and take his guns away. Fine. The other is that lots of states have what they call domestic violence, and that term has been both watered down and vilified so that if you and your spouse are yelling at each other, that can be considered domestic violence. It's not a violent crime. But you can, often it becomes a he said, she said, and they both lose their right to bear arms, and yet there was never a conviction of a felony. So, wow. There are some issues that we have to work out here, and maybe our laws aren't smart enough to say, this is how people live, this is when they become dangerous, and if they have exhibited dangerous behavior, we need to prosecute them in order to disarm them. So we got to see that in the budgets. That's got to get reflected in what the courts are able to do.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure you know, I know guys that went, when I got divorced, my wife accused me of all kinds of things. And I was just happy to get a divorce and be gone. But no, now you have to fight that,
yeah.
Including how do we go turn around and fight a misdemeanor charge of domestic abuse to say, that's not how it happened, and it's important, otherwise I lose my rights. Wow. To go from, the bedroom to the international scene, I saw where Israel wanted to buy 16,000 rifles from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And did you notice in the same week, Joe Biden said, yeah, international sales of firearms, no more of those.
Yeah, except to Ukraine.
Except to Ukraine.
Yeah.
And one of the things that the Biden administration said is, well, we won't sell it to Israel because, let me think, what's the excuse of the day? Oh, yeah, some of those guns might reach Israeli civilians, and that'd be, bad. And everybody's going, excuse me? These are, have you noticed what just happened there? And I wonder who's going to turn that story into a headline and say, Joe, I understand you're for gun control, and you've got a security team, Israelis who are being rocketed, robbed, murdered, and kidnapped, don't have that, Joe. They can't live the way you live. You're a little out of touch.
Well, the thing is, it's interesting in that you have two nation states in Ukraine and in Israel. It had very heavy gun control. Ukraine, of course, is a very corrupt nation known for their money laundering skills. And Israel, of course, is known as our only Middle Eastern true blue democracy. It's the only democracy in the Middle East. It's the only one that, doesn't throw gay people off of the seventh floor, that kind of thing. So, but with Ukraine, it's okay to arm every citizen there. Everybody in Ukraine has a gun now. It's okay for us to let civilians go over there and train them. We've done it. James Yeager did it.
Yes.
Israel, not so much. And I find that interesting. And it just means to me, what it tells me is that the left does not like the common citizenry armed.
Right.
If there's some sort of leftist agenda. Now, if it's a good nation that does a lot of money laundering, okay, we might be able to let that one slide. But, that we saw that with Britain with World War II. They had to beg us for guns in World War II because, you know, after Churchill got out there and said, "We'll fight them in the dales and on the hills and in the meadows," they didn't have any guns, so they had to get 500,000 M1s. And then as soon as World War II was over, they gathered them back up and threw them in the English Channel. And look at where they are today. Where they are today. So, I mean, what was the first point you made? I was going to ask you a question about that, and I completely, this other thing just completely took my mind over.
16,000 rifles.
Before that.
Supreme Court? Michigan?
This is the thing I don't understand about the Second Amendment and Congress. We keep hearing Congress saying they get out there and they're questioning Dettelbach. Do you think assault weapons should be banned? He'll say, "Well, I don't know what an assault weapon is." You know,
right.
It's not like abortion where we can say, "Well, abortion is not actually in the Constitution." The Second Amendment is in the Constitution. Why aren't they writing legislation to describe to the states what they can and can't do? I know that the Bill of Rights is meant to be a constraining thing against the federal government, but with the Bill of Rights, shouldn't they? I mean, they can't get out there and say, "Okay, we're going to impose slavery in Arizona because we think it'd be cool and it's costing too much to actually have people and pay them, so we're going to make them slaves." They can't do that. So the other thing is, why aren't they writing legislation describing what an assault weapon is? An assault weapon is something that comes from the factory with a fully automatic sear in it.
Right.
So what you're talking about here, banning, is not an assault weapon. It's a semi-automatic box magazine-fed rifle. And no, you can't ban those.
And I think you know the answer to that.
I do.
Because politicians,
there's not enough will.
Well, no.
We're about to run out of time, so I got you wound up. You're just gonna have to. You're gonna have to stay home next week, and we'll pick this up next week.
There you go.
Thank you for joining me today.
Who's coming up next?
You know who's coming up next. Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.